Welcome back to Ravens Report. Each week, we like to share with you a player who strives for a standard of excellence called play like a Raven. But as defensive coordinator Dean Pease shares with Kadri Ismail, the idea of playing like a Raven really isn't a one-man effort. It's a group endeavor.
Now, I have to call an audible with Play Like a Raven. I have first-year defensive coordinator, Coach Dean Pease, joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Here's the audible. Normally, throughout the year, we've been able to isolate on single players, but in this particular case, you pulled off some film that really typifies what Play Like a Raven is all about.
Well, in this particular play, this is against San Francisco on Thanksgiving evening. Purnell right here is going to have it, McPhee is going to have a chance to beat this guard and actually make a play here in the backfield, as you can see right here. All right, now what happens in a lot of defenses is that 10 guys will kind of say, well, he's made the play, and stand around and watch it. But we always say you play until you hear the whistle. When you watch 99, does a great job here of slap ripping on the guard and does a good job, arm over, makes the play in the backfield. But that's a great running back, right?
Yep.
He's going to make people miss. And I've seen a ton of guys all of a sudden stop here, and then the guy breaks out of the pack. Watch the rest of the defense right here finish the play. Ed Reed,
Jamil McClain,
Kruger, all of them. They're
Bernard
all going.
Pollard,
McPhee's
Kruger.
Back up off the ground running. So when Frank Gore finally ends up getting tackled actually out here by the corner.
Gary Williams.
Okay, so now he's in the play, but look at the shirts around him. So if you're Frank Gore getting up off the play right here, that's what you see.
Nine guys swarming him right now.
It's also a fact of here's a guy that's blocked. And now all of a sudden he just get out of my way here by Helody. And that's not a fun position to be in if you're a wide receiver. It's like, I don't really need to go down there and crack anymore. So that's the idea of playing Raven defense right there.
If you get to a Ravens game hours before kickoff, you'll always find two players on the field before everyone else. Quarterback Joe Flacco throwing to his tight end, Dennis Pitta. And for the third year, Ravens tight end, the work before a game actually begins not hours, but months before the season ever arrives.
All right, it's Dennis Pitta. It's off-season workout time. We do work both in the weight room and here in the field house. It's time to get started, so come join me. So we're in the weight room right now. Today's a leg day. We do legs every other day. And then if we're not doing legs, we're doing upper body. So a lot of leg workout today. I'm gonna kill them and not be able to walk tomorrow probably. Pendulum hip press, what's that? When has it ever been called hip press? Hey Tyrod, good to see you working hard finally. We're hanging out again Thursday night like we do every Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to play golf this week or no?
Yeah, we're going to play for sure. We would play today. It's kind of raining out,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I'll let you know.
All right.
Step ups is good for just kind of quad strength and being able to explode out on the field. So a lot of what we're doing right now is for leg strength, being able to build up your explosion on the field. Out here is where we separate the men from the boys. It's the sled push. Ramon, you all right? So some of us are on the big sled, some are on the small one, but you can't be deceived by the small one. I think it's actually harder to push. So today I'm on the small one.
We'll be right back.
Whoa, that burns. Doesn't look as hard as it is. All right, time to go back. Oh. It's really good to see in the weight room. I never see you around here.
What are you talking about?
It's really good. Welcome.
What are you talking about? I'm always here.
I mean, I don't know what specialists do. You guys are in your own world.
We tend to do more work than you do.
Oh, you do more?
Yeah, because we went and kicked today, and then we come back, we do our full workout, and it's usually with Bob. So you don't, no corners to cut.
I always just see you guys kind of hanging out in the locker room, the lunchroom, or whatever.
Yeah, but you know, it's that stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah.
When you guys are in meetings, sitting and not doing anything, that's when we work.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. Some ab work left, and then we're going to call it a day. Well, that's a wrap on the lifting part of it. Now we're gonna go throw in a little bit and hit the meeting rooms with the coaches. So it's been a good workout day. And I'm tired.
Coming up next on Ravens Report, a look at Ravens superheroes and heroes in the community.